doing something different is so, so important to me. It is really the thing that I want to help people with. It is, to me, my purpose. You know, I think that it is one of the most valuable things we can do for ourselves, because I feel like no matter where we are in our journey, no matter what we're doing, to be able to do something different just allows us to be more flexible, to expand beyond this kind of fixed mindset of thinking like, this is the way to do things and this is the way I do things. Welcome to A Way of Thinking. I'm your host, Jessica Huang. This podcast is dedicated to lighting the way towards greater creativity, purpose, and inner peace. My own journey has taken me from a decade-long corporate finance career to following my own path as a purpose coach. I help people move from an unfulfilling corporate career to the creative career of their dreams. Now let's dive into today's show. Hello and welcome to this episode of A Way of Thinking. I'm your host, Jessica Huang. And this is a very special episode. We are celebrating 2 years of A Way of Thinking podcast. And it's so exciting and something that I've really been practicing lately for myself and for my clients is celebrating. So this is me getting to do that with all of you and celebrating this crazy thing that's happening where for 2 years, I've been releasing episodes of A Way of Thinking podcast. It's been the greatest gift, something that, you know, if you asked me 3 years ago, if I ever thought I would be doing a podcast and that would still be going on for 2 years, I would never have guessed it. So thank you so much for all of you who are listening. And thank you so much for being along this journey with me. It has truly been the greatest honor and privilege to be able to share so much of my own insights and be able to have such beautiful, wonderful conversations with so many amazing people, many of whom have been my teachers, my own guides, and people that I just absolutely love. And so to be able to share some of their wisdom, some of their guidance that I had the pleasure of benefiting from, and to be able to place that onto this platform for all of you to listen to has just been the greatest honor. And so today we are celebrating that 2 years. And, you know, I love these moments in time. I love these designations of anniversaries. I think about this with birthdays or the beginning of the year. All these kind of markers, because they're so wonderful to give you that moment to look back, take in lessons, get excited about what's to come, and be able to really take in like what has transpired over that year, what has come of a whole nother year passing by. And so that is the purpose of this episode. And we're going to dive into some of the things that I've learned over the last year of doing this podcast, and also just really enjoying and celebrating with all of you. So before we dive in, I'll make my usual quick announcements. So the first announcement is that if you've been enjoying A Way of Thinking podcast and you would like to support the podcast and help me keep it going for all the behind the scenes that goes on in making this podcast a reality, then I invite you to support the podcast. You can do so at my website, jessicahuangcoaching.com/donate. And secondly, if you are someone who has been listening to all these episodes, being inspired and going, wow, I want to make my journey more like all these incredible people who have made amazing changes in their lives, it's been such a privilege being able to share so many people's journeys of how they have been able to move from these paths where they thought that they were doing the right thing or, you know, what we've been told to do, and then being able to break free of that and carve their own path. And you want to do the same for yourself, then I invite you to come work with me. And so book a free strategy session with me if this is resonating with you. If you are going, I have this dream, but it's just been sitting by the wayside. And, you know, the last few days, I've been so inspired. I've been talking with amazing people who have these beautiful, brilliant dreams. And it's like, how can you allow yourself to hold a little more space for that and go, I'm going to really make it happen? And, you know, the work that I've been doing with my clients is really helping them see how that dream is, it doesn't have to just be a dream. Like, it can be a reality. And opening yourself up to the possibility of that is amazing. And it is truly in taking little steps that that dream becomes a reality. And working with me is allowing yourself to really step into the person who is going to take the actions and make that dream a reality. So I invite you to come book a strategy session with me, and I would be delighted in helping you in your journey of making that creative spark come to life and building that dream into a reality. Okay, so let's get started and dive into today's episode. Okay, so as I said, today we are celebrating. Celebration is so important. It is something that I've been talking to clients about a lot lately, because the more we get to celebrate, the more I feel like life brings us more of that goodness, right? It is our own ability to go, yes, this is the good stuff. This is what I want more of. And letting ourselves feel that excitement, feel that joy, that rush of going, we're moving in the right direction. And it also is a moment of gratitude, of appreciation for the good things that are already in our lives, right? And acknowledging that. So that wasn't actually one of my points, but funny enough, it's not on my list. But I think it's a really important thing. And, you know, it's something I'm going to bring up, I'm pretty sure, every single time I do this episode, because let's be clear, this is a new tradition. Every year I'm going to be celebrating with all of you, reminding you to celebrate and bringing you some amazing lessons. So I love this episode. I'm really excited, if you can't tell. Okay. So if you haven't already, I hope that you can take a moment and celebrate yourself for something, no matter how big or small it is, because I think that celebrating is so important. And it's become even more apparent to me lately, because there's been moments where I haven't been celebrating and I feel like the work just becomes harder, you know, because we're not appreciating the things that we are doing, the things that we do have. And so it's just so important to celebrate. So thank you for letting me celebrate. And I hope you're getting to celebrate yourself as well. So now I will dive into the things that I had planned. Although let's be clear, celebration is always on the agenda. Okay, before I dive in, clearly I have a lot of things to say. And I wanted to make this point too. It was so interesting in preparation of doing this episode, because I went back and I re-listened to the episode I did a year ago. So if you haven't already, I highly suggest that you take a listen to episode 22. And apologies to anyone watching this on YouTube, because that is not on YouTube, because I started my YouTube channel after that. But I will link it to you in podcast format. But it was so interesting listening to that episode, because the amazing thing about it is, like, I think all the lessons that I shared in that episode are also still super applicable. So I talked about courage, surrender, community, forgiveness, and compassion in that episode. And the thing is, I didn't want to repeat myself in this one, but I do want to acknowledge that all those lessons are still super important, still things that I think are ever evolving. You know, I could literally do another episode on those, and maybe I will at some point. But I loved listening back to that, because those lessons are still so prevalent for me and still ever evolving in my journey. So if you haven't already, go back, listen to episode 22 and take in those lessons as well. If those words were resonating with you and you want to hear more about them, check that out. But for this episode, I came up with some new things that I want to share with you of some of the lessons I've been really sitting with lately. So let's finally get into those. The first one is this idea of do something different. So this phrase actually came from Amy Porterfield. I am part of her program. I love her. I kind of am like, I would love to emulate so much of what she does. She's amazing. So I love this idea of do something different. And I was thinking back in terms of my own journey, and I'm like, doing something different is kind of the core of where I am right now. You know, I dared to move off of the path I was on, right? I was doing finance for 10 years. It was that kind of, this is the lane I'm in. And yes, I might move and shift a little bit within that, you know, changing types of companies and changing types of roles, but I was still in finance. And at some point, 3 years ago, I decided to do something different. And it has led me on this wild experience of making this podcast, of becoming a coach and living a totally different life for myself. So doing something different is so, so important to me. It is really the thing that I want to help people with. It is, to me, my purpose. And I love when these things come back to us in different forms. So lately, I joined Amy Porterfield's program and she was talking about do something different. And I was like, oh my God, that resonates so much. And now I'm getting to apply that back into my life in terms of my business. You know, I think that it is one of the most valuable things we can do for ourselves, because I feel like no matter where we are in our journey, no matter what we're doing, to be able to do something different just allows us to be more flexible, to expand beyond this kind of fixed mindset of thinking like, this is the way to do things and this is the way I do things, which is interesting, right? Because we want to be in this steady path. And yes, there's something to be said for finding what works for you. I think that is super, super important. But I also think that there is something so important to be said of testing out different options and trying different things. I'm a big proponent of experimenting. And I see the way that it's impacting my business lately of daring to do something different, of not getting stuck in like that mentality of like, oh, I already know. It's like, no, I love to not know. I love to be in the headspace of everything can be innovated upon. Everything can change. Everything can become better, you know? And being able to learn from our experiences and grow from them is something that is just so important to me. So I live by this ethos now of doing something different. So I hope that resonates with you. I would invite you to think about how can you do something different? Okay, so very similar, kind of like an add-on to that, is the next point I want to make, which is to be unattached. And non-attachment is something that is very fundamental in yoga. In yoga, there is this idea that it is our attachments that is really one of the main causes of suffering. And so I've been thinking a lot and reflecting a lot about attachment and how our attachments really do lead to our suffering, right? It is our attachment that keeps us stuck, right? It keeps us in things that are no longer serving us. It keeps us in kind of these habits or these tendencies that might not be to our best interest and not allowing us to do something different. So this is definitely building right off of that idea. And I think a lot about how really playing into non-attachment, it is just so incredibly powerful. And so it goes hand in hand with that ability of being able to explore, but really, really noticing like, where am I attached to the way that I'm doing something today? And can I let that go a little bit, even a little bit, right? It's not that we have to like swing the door open. And I like to remind myself this a lot because I, for one, and I, you know, I talk to people and so many of us are like this, we're very all or nothing, right? It's like we either are completely shut off to something or it's like we have to swing the door wide open. And I've been practicing this idea of like, how can we be somewhere in the middle, right? Like, how can we not have to be so all or nothing in our thinking, but allow ourselves to be in these shades of gray in this ability to go, oh, I'm shifting a little bit and just bringing in that amount of doing something different and experimenting, but not having to like completely like swing the door open, let everything like fly out the window, but instead inviting a little bit in. And I feel like, you know, our nervous systems will be much happier for it. It allows us to actually do something different when we give ourselves the opportunity of saying it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It can be a more of a slow and steady shift instead of like one door completely closes and then another one has to open. But instead it's like, okay, I'm allowing it to be slightly ajar and bringing in a little bit more at a time instead of like a lot of it at a time. Okay. So that's my thoughts around it. And, you know, I think non-attachment, it's a practice, right? It is. And a lot of what I'm going to be saying, it's all in practicing it. And that's why I think it's like the little things are really powerful, because it's like, well, how can I challenge myself to do something different like one time instead of, and oh God, this is a thought that definitely is something I've been working on a lot myself, is this idea where it's like, I think that if I make a change, that change has to be for the rest of my life. And instead, if I tell myself, like, I'm just trying this one time, I'm just trying this for a week, and just allowing myself to experiment in these shorter timeframes. And yes, it could end up becoming a long-term change. We don't know. But giving ourselves the grace of saying, I'm just going to give this a little bit of a try, I think allows us to actually do it, right? Because otherwise, it's like we stop ourselves from even starting because we think that's like, oh, this needs to happen in perpetuity for the rest of my life. And it's like, instead, I can go, maybe it's just for a week. So a prime example I'll give you for myself is that I have been thinking about wanting to move this podcast to a weekly podcast. And my brain has been terrified of doing that because to me, I'm like, oh my God, that's a mountain of work that I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. Versus me going, oh, maybe I'm going to experiment and try it out for a month, see how it feels. And if it works, great, I'll keep doing it. But if it doesn't, I like, that's okay too. And I don't have to be fixed on this idea that it's going to be forever, because it lets it be smaller and more reasonable to my brain to go, I can do that for a month. So I invite you to play around with that idea. Like, what is something that you really want to do that you want to make a shift, but you've been so attached to the way you've been doing it so far? And the idea of trying to make that change feels too scary because it feels like, oh, once I make this shift, it's going to be forever. Well, what if you don't have to think about it that way and allow it to be a smaller shift for maybe a week, maybe a month, and just test it out, see how it feels before you decide to keep going. Let yourself be present with that decision and be able to like check in, you know, check in a month and go, how am I feeling? Do I want to keep going? Yes or no? So I think that that is like a really, really powerful thing to do. You know, I think about for my clients, it is that ability to have them say, okay, I'm going to test out exploring this potential job that I want to do, this type of career option, and just like toe dipping into these things instead of going like, oh, I have to like throw myself into it. You don't have to throw yourself. You get to just toe dip, experiment, see how that feels, see if you like it before you have to like completely move down that path or decide that you want to continue. That's the way to look at it, right? It's not that I have to throw myself down a path. Like even think of that word throw. It's like our bodies don't want to be thrown around, right? We want to just think about like easing in. And it's funny that I use that word ease, that I literally have a post-it note sitting right in front of me that I've put on my computer that says ease, because that's the word that I want to be living into lately is ease. So how can we ease our way into things instead of throwing ourselves or all those kind of harsh words that we tend to think about when we're trying things, when we want to make change, it feels like it has to be like a throw, a jump, a leap, And instead, I want to think about it as the word ease. Let's ease into things. Let's ease our way into trying things on, experimenting with them. Okay. So the next one, ooh, I love this one. This is something that I have really been moving into, or it's in my goals. So my goals tend to be, you know, I love to put this kind of, maybe you call it flowery language, but to me, it's like what grounds me and feels kind of good. So something that I have been really thinking about is how can I do everything with love? And so I think about that a lot. Like, to me, doing this podcast is an expression of love. I do it with so much love. Like, I hope you can feel that through these episodes, is that I'm pouring love into this podcast and I'm pouring love into my coaching. And so I love to think about everything that I'm doing it with love. And this has been a really good lesson for me. You know, it's very interesting because oftentimes we want to do things, but we have like an antagonistic relationship with elements of it. So I'll give you an example, and I see it a lot with people. Like, you want to do things with like Instagram, for instance. Like, social media is such like a divisive thing. And I think that this is a great example that I have personally been working through around this. So you want to make Instagram something like a platform that helps you create community and like meet people and all that kind of stuff. But so many of us have like an antagonistic relationship with Instagram. Like, how many of us are saying, well, I want to do this, but I hate Instagram? That word hate comes up a lot, specifically with Instagram, with social media, with all these things. You know, I think about, well, think about in terms of your job, right? Like, how often are we saying like, I hate my job? Like, the word hate is so powerful. And I think a lot about how we talk about things and the words that we use about around them. And so it's interesting to me because I think there's so much power in the way that our words are impacting just ourselves, our, you know, our relationship to things. I like to think of it as like, I'm in a relationship with Instagram. I'm in a relationship with social media, like almost like it's an entity. And I think about this idea of like, how can I have a more loving relationship with it? And maybe the word love is a little too far-fetched. How can you have a little more of a neutral relationship with it? I think that oftentimes, like, the in-between place that we need to get to with these things is like a form of acceptance, of neutrality. And maybe love is a little bit of a stretch, but it's like, how can we start to move ourselves towards acceptance or neutrality around these things? And instead of holding onto that hate, because I think, honestly, the word hate, it's harming us. It's holding us back. And so to me, I think about how can I have more love towards everything? And this is definitely a practice that has been really bred out of my yoga practice. And so much of the scriptures and so much of the knowledge I gain from yoga is really like, how can we love everything in this world? And I know that that is really hard. There's so much divisive stuff going on in this world. I know that there is, you know, I don't want to be naive to the fact that like there's a lot of pain and suffering and hardship and hard stuff going on, especially in the world today. But I think that in a little bit of a way that we can, especially with the things that we want to be helping us, it's like, how can we have a little bit more appreciation, a little bit more of acceptance, of neutrality even around these things in our lives to help us get to a better place and move us just a little bit of an inch closer to love. And so for me, I've really been practicing this ability to do everything with love. And I, you know, I help my clients a lot with this. Like, how can you have less of that hating of towards your job? Because it's like, you're trying to build, I almost see it as like, the things in our lives are like, even when we don't love them, it's like, we want to build off of them. And so it's like, if your foundation is filled with hate, it is filled with cracks. And instead, it's like, how can we smooth over some of those cracks and maybe get to a place of acceptance, of neutrality, and just so that we have a solid foundation for us to build the stuff that we love, to build that love on top of that. And so it's been an interesting journey because I will tell you, I, for one, had a very like, I hate social media, I hate Instagram relationship with it. And lately, there's been this big shift within me where I go, you know, I might not always enjoy when I get sucked in and all those kind of things, but I have a much more loving relationship with Instagram personally these days, where I'm like, oh, what if I love Instagram for all the good that it can do for me and all the good that it does for the people, for being a connection point of it allowing, you know, it's really that I focus on the good. And I focus on the ability for it to connect me to people that might not be able to connect with me otherwise. And so I'm going to tell one more little story along those lines. I think that there's so much power in our perspective. And, you know, the other day I was walking down the street with a friend and I had dropped my glove and this woman, she came up to me and she goes, oh, I think you dropped this. And I was so thankful. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much for giving me my glove. You know, it's the worst, right? You end up with one glove and you're like, but the other one's gone. And so I was so thankful for her to bring me back my glove. And then my friend turns to me, he's like, does that happen often? You know, I think that there's this very negative thing that people hold around New York City where it's like, oh, it's dirty. It's, you know, there's all these horrible things happening all the time. And yes, there are bad things that happen in New York City, not to dismiss any of that. But I think because I have this impression, like one of the thought that rings in my head is that New York City is a place filled with people. And to me, it's like, I choose to look for the good. My belief is that we're all looking out for each other. My belief is that there are good people, that this place is filled with good people who are looking out for each other. And because I believe that, I think I get to see more evidence of that. Or because I believe that, I look for more evidence of that. And it's like that continuous cycle. And so to me, when that woman handed me back my glove, I get to recognize that, go, oh, yes. There is another example for me of how we are all looking out for each other and helping each other. And so it's like I breed more of that into my life as a result. And so that I think is kind of along the same lines of that perspective, of those thoughts that we hold. So when I choose to believe that I am doing everything with love, it's that I get to see more love come through that. And see, you know, see more evidence of that love that is coming through from these things like Instagram and social media and all these things that people can look at kind of divisively. So that is the energy that I choose to live my life in. I choose to live my life in a place of love, that there is love all around me that is coming through to me in so many forms and so many ways, and that I'm surrounded by it. So I will offer that to you of maybe just focus on one more thing. Look at something that you have been using the word hate around. And I want to invite you to imagine that you can add a little bit more peace around that thing and move yourself along the spectrum towards a little bit more love. This is reminding me also of how I've heard how love, the opposite of love is fear. And so I think oftentimes the hate or these negative things come from a place of fear. I know it's really hard, but really helping yourself identify like what is the fear behind these things? Like why do we hate these things? Like is it a fear that we're, you know, with Instagram, is it a fear that I'm wasting time? Is it a fear that there's nothing good that can come out of it, you know, and sitting in what is that fear? And I think really acknowledging those things helps us a little bit more with shifting ourselves away from sitting with fear and moving ourselves towards love. So it is with all the love that we get to breed more love. Okay, I recently had this lovely talk with, I might be pronouncing his name wrong, but his name is Charlie Seville, and we connected on LinkedIn. And it's so funny because, oh, here's another one that I had a very weird relationship with, was LinkedIn. And so I was like, I don't want to touch LinkedIn. I don't like it. And lately I've been turning around my relationship with LinkedIn. And so something that LinkedIn recently brought me was a conversation with Charlie, who wanted to interview me around authenticity and how it is with being authentic, especially as women. So really tuning into like, how is it for women to show up authentically? And so we had this wonderful conversation, and I loved it because I love these conversations. I love interacting with people, you know, like that's something that is so important to me. And something that Charlie was reflecting back to me was how he was noticing that there's a very like playful energy to me. And I so appreciated him saying that. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, why am I like that? And for me, like I think there's two people I want to acknowledge here. The first one is my mom. My mom's probably going to listen to this episode. So shout out, Mom. Love you. And thank you so much for supporting me and listening to this episode. I so appreciate it. But my mom was a big example to me for this. My mom has always had this kind of like playfulness to her. I love to see my mom as, she's always been like a kid at heart, and she's always instilled that in me. And, you know, my mom would always say, don't grow up too fast. And I think that she always kind of put into me this notion of being playful, of being silly, of having that kind of childlike energy and not having to be like grown up. And so I first want to acknowledge my mom for that. And then secondly, another great example of that is my teacher, Sridharma Mitra. He's 84 years old, but he invites us to always be playful. And I see that in him. Like, he definitely has that energy about him. He definitely models that. You know, he makes a lot of jokes. He cracks so many jokes with us all the time. And I love that about him because he really shows us like age is just a number. And, you know, I think as I've gotten older, I feel like I'm actually getting younger simultaneously. And I love that. I love being able to be playful with myself. I'm going to share something funny. I constantly make funny faces to myself in the mirror just to like make myself laugh. I do this with my niece and nephew. Like every time I'm on FaceTime with them, I'm always like sticking out my tongue at them. I'm always like making funny faces with them and getting them to make funny faces at me. I think it's so important to invite play back into our lives. You know, I was talking to someone recently. I can't remember which episode because I've been having so many great conversations with people for the podcast. But we were talking about this idea of play, and it really, I think it's become like a superpower to me to be playful, to be that experimenter that I was talking about before, of being able to not take myself too seriously, not think that I know best, to go like, you know, I'm always willing to learn. And I think it's so, so important to have that ability to go, let me learn. Let me try something different. Let me do something. You know, I think that this is definitely like an arc of this whole episode is really that experimenter. But I love to invite the word play into that. And something I was thinking about is like, you know, it's like, how can we be more childlike? How can we be more playful? Because I think that growing up is optional. You know, it's like we get to hold both of that. Like I get to be a grown up, I guess. And also be childlike in spirit and hold on to these things that we've told ourselves like we're not allowed to be anymore when we become an adult, but instead be able to say like, no, I get to still be playful. I get to still have fun. I get to be creative. I get to be curious. You know, you think of like a child, how children are so curious, right? They're like, and it's funny, I think back to when my niece and nephew like first started talking, and it's like when they're that age, like all they do is ask you a billion questions. And as the parent or myself as the aunt, I was like, that's a lot of questions. But I think there's something so wonderful about that. Like, we stop asking questions, we stop experimenting, we start to think, I know best, I have to do things this way, like, and have this kind of like buttoned up version of ourselves and like be really serious and like present ourselves in a certain light. And to me, I've been deconstructing so much of that lately and really getting to level up that playfulness. And as I said, you know, like, I am so thankful my mom has always been a model of this playfulness. But I feel like lately, and especially in the last few years, I've like dialed up that feeling of playfulness, and it has been amazing. So I invite you to invite a little more playfulness, childlike energy, curiosity, all these great things into your life, because those have become the pillars for me. How can I be more creative? How can I be more curious? How can I be more playful? And it's what lets me do everything with love. Okay. So, oh, actually, one more point on that is I recently was talking to a client on this exact idea, and specifically on something that she was really struggling with. So she's had this like big kind of project that she's been working on, and it's been really draining her and really sucking the energy out of her. And we were just the other day, we came up with this idea of make it a game. So very similar to what I've been talking about is like, how can you make it a game? How can you tell yourself, if you're really struggling with like getting something done of some project that you're working on and you're like, oh my God, I can't get through it. It's like, how can you make it into a game? How can you stop telling yourself that's hard and instead have more of a playful energy of it? Like, I'm trying to release myself this word hard. That's literally why, as I mentioned, I have the word ease sitting right in front of me on my computer, because that's what I want to be telling myself now, right? I want to be telling myself it is with ease. And so along those lines, like, what is the kind of like game that you can play with yourself around the thing that you've been telling yourself is so hard? So I hope that's helpful for you. I hope you can think of a great example of how you can do that in your life. Make it a game, make it playful, make it fun. Now let's move on to the next point. All right, so this last one has been so important for me. And I've been talking a lot about sharing my experience of like, there's been a lot of hard in the last year, but more so there's been a lot of me telling myself a lot of hard. And so something that I have really, really been dialing into is getting support. So I have my own coaches, and shout out to my coaches, shout out to DL Sharon, shout out to Quinn, shout out to my new coach, Jasmine, shout out to so many people, Heart Warriors. I have so many support systems, and shout out to all my friends who, all my coaching friends, all of my friends in my life, because having support is the only way that I am here at the 2-year mark of this podcast. Because there are so many places along the journey where, you know, not been tapping into support, and it has been layers of hard. You know, I've been sharing a lot more about how I was really suffering last year through kind of my version of burnout, where I feel like I stopped really connecting with people. I kind of like went into my own shell, and I suffered for it. So if there's something that I can tell you guys, it is getting support and building community around you is vital. It is literally the most important thing I think that we can do for ourselves. And this last weekend, I was in DC with the community from my business coach, DL Sharon, and it was just incredible. It was amazing because she was teaching us so many amazing things, and I was connecting with so much community. And it is through conversations with people, it is through things like this even, right? Like listening to podcasts, listening to other people's ideas, that we are able to get out of our own way, get out of our own heads, and spark creativity, spark curiosity, spark ideas that help us move forward. And I got to experience that so vividly in this last week. I felt like I transformed in the span of a few days because I just was so open. You know, I think that is a big thing about it is like a lot of that experience was also in the work that I've been doing on myself. And, you know, these last few months, I have been showing up weekly to the coaching calls and raising my hand and going, help me, you know, let me get coached. Let me have someone else like open my up to different ideas than what I've been sitting with, you know, because it's like we can spiral out in our own heads. We can think like one way. And, you know, they say we have tens of thousands of thoughts every day. And most of those thoughts are thoughts on repeat. And so if I am just swirling around by myself, and it goes to show you, I'm like, I can't sit alone in my apartment any longer because I'm like, I got to get out. I got to talk to people. I got to be around other humans. And it's so important and so powerful because I see how much it has transformed me. It has transformed my business. It has transformed my way of doing things because I'm willing to get coached. I'm willing to have these conversations. I'm willing to be open to not thinking that I know everything and that I'm already doing it the right way, but instead having this curiosity and this openness that allows me to go, okay, let me discuss it. Let me have someone ask me questions and see how I can open myself up a little bit more to possibility, to options, to experimenting. And it's been really, really powerful. So I'm incredibly thankful to all the support I get. It is a huge priority to me to make sure that I have great people around me, you know, who are farther along than me, who can really help me and ask me powerful questions. I think a lot about how our lives are shaped by the questions that we are asking ourselves. And to me, it is like asking myself more powerful questions has transformed my life. And it's interesting because I do a lot of self-coaching too. You know, like I coach myself through things by asking myself more powerful questions. And so it's just become a practice in my life. But we're all holding up mirrors to each other. And it's allowing ourselves to see, look inside a little bit deeper. And, you know, I think that for me, it's been transformative. It's been powerful because I get to see myself a little bit more and get a little bit closer to who I am, really am, and what is authentically true for me and what really works for me. And it is definitely a process because I've also had to apply a lot of discernment in that, right? Where it's like, I also have to believe that I know best and really sit in that. Sometimes we can think that everyone else knows better than us too. So on the flip side of getting that support, it's also like really grounding yourself and knowing that like you know the best for yourself, but also like having the experience of like, but I want someone to ask me more powerful questions and I want to ask myself more powerful questions. So that has been transformative. And I see myself in that role of being the coach as I love to think of it as like, I'm just your guide. I'm the person that is helping you open up to more possibility of asking you more powerful questions, of getting you to think a little bit differently, but not necessarily think the way I think, but just open up to what are other ways that you can look at a situation, that you can think about things. And it's really a gift. It is the greatest gift to be able to do that for other people. And it is the greatest gift to have people do that for me. And that's why I became a coach, is because I saw the power of coaching. And, you know, shout out to my first coach, Patty, who was on my podcast as well. Check out her episode. But it's like I surround myself with people who are willing to do something different, who are willing to experiment, who are willing to expand and have that courage to go after what they really want and create a better life for themselves. Creativity is the core of all of this. Creativity is the core of my business. creativity is what allows you to experiment, explore, and be curious. And so that is what I invite you to do right now, is get the help you need, build that community, build that foundation, and create the life that you really want for yourself. It's interesting because there are times when, like, you know, I feel the energy of what I'm doing, of what I'm creating. And so to me, this episode is really that. I feel that deeply, is being able to create for all of you, being able to share a little more love in this world, and being able to help people explore, open themselves up, and build a better world. And, you know, it's so inspiring to me, the things that I see people wanting to do in this world, of the conversations I get to have, of being able to activate and help people a little bit on that journey. It is the greatest gift to me, because I feel like our world is going to be so much more vibrant and so much more beautiful as all these beautiful souls get to create and create all these beautiful things that they want to bring into the world. So it is truly an honor to be able to ignite a little bit of that flame in all of you, in the people I work with. And yeah, just, I love it. Yeah. So I will say, if this is resonating with you, and if you are sitting with that dream, if you're listening to this and going, oh my God, yes, I've been sitting there with this vision, this creative vision of something that I want to create, and I've been stuck in something that is not serving me anymore, then I would love to be your coach. So book a free strategy session with me, and let's get started. Let's start moving you, letting that dream take up more space in your life, and stop shoving it into the side. Stop putting it as that thing that one day you're going to get to, and instead let this be day one. So the thing that I've been sitting with is, the world really needs what you will create. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. Again, celebrate. Let's all celebrate this moment. Celebrate 2 years of this podcast. And I am so excited to keep bringing more and more and more to you guys. It is really the greatest honor to share with you wherever you are in this world, in this beautiful world that we're sharing. So thank you, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you for joining us on this episode of A Way of Thinking. I hope it has been a source of inspiration and guidance as you continue to navigate your path towards greater creativity, purpose, and inner peace. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more seekers like you. And for those of you ready to take a deeper dive into your journey, I invite you to book a free strategy session with me, your host, Jessica Huang. It's an opportunity for us to explore how you can shift to the creative career you've always dreamed of. Simply visit jessicahuangcoaching.com and schedule your session today. Remember, the power to create the life you desire resides within you, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, embrace the journey, cultivate your inner creative, and never stop seeking your true purpose.